You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of the Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions. Accompanying me on this interview is Dr. Gerald Perrone, a clinician and researcher who is the director of the AIDS Research and Treatment Center of the Treasure Coast in Fort Pierce, Florida.
My name is Cecilia Shikuma. I'm with the University of Hawaii, and this is an ACTG study that was a sub-analysis of the A5095 antiretroviral trial for antiretroviral naive patients. Essentially, what we did was we took a trial that used just nucleoside plus or minus NNRTI regimens, and then segregated the cohort by whether they were hep C positive, so co-infected, versus those who were just HIV singly infected. We had fasting metabolic parameters done at week 0, week 24, and 96. And so we proceeded to analyze what the difference was as they were placed on antiretroviral therapy, depending on whether you were hep C infected or not. And what we essentially found out is that there were some metabolic differences as these co-infected people went on antiretroviral therapy. And essentially, we saw higher levels of insulin resistance as measured by HOMA, and increased rates of diabetes at week 96, which was significant at a level of P equals 0.03. Other things we also found was that there were low levels of LDL cholesterol and higher increases in HDL cholesterol in hep C co-infected individuals than in HIV negative individuals.
What was most surprising about your findings?
I think what was most surprising was that the insulin resistance really is higher in the co-infected individuals, and that it does seem to result in a higher rate of diabetes over time.
Is there a guess why?
Well, we know that hep C, you know, does infect insulin resistance, and we also know that antiretroviral therapy affects insulin resistance, so I think it's a compounding of both effects.
But and the changes in triglycerides, could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know, we also found that at least in the short term between week 0 and week 24, we did see a difference in triglycerides where in hep C negative people, we saw an increase in triglycerides as you typically do in most people. Well, there was a decrease in triglycerides in the hep C positive group. It's a little bit unusual in that if you had someone that was becoming insulin resistant, you know, triglycerides usually go up. And to have it, flipped is a little bit, you know, I thought interesting.
Any explanation for why that would be?
Well, you know, I understand that triglycerides, you know, do go down over time as people become cirrhotic. Somebody had mentioned that to me, and I'm not quite sure if that's true or not. But thought that this may just be an hep C cirrhosis type of effect.
Do you have any sub-analysis looking at the hep C patients? Did any of them decompensate, or do you have any data relating decompensation or progression with these data?
Well, unfortunately, since this was an antiretroviral treatment trial, not much information was gathered on the status of the liver for these co-infected individuals, so we don't have that data. But I think, you know, moving forward, it'll be something very interesting to look at.
Okay, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.